Chapter 33 Tasha moved forward, but no sooner had she crossed the gate's threshold than she paused again, blocking the newcomer's entrance when something beneath the woman's jacket caught her eye. The group came to a sudden stop as she stepped in front of them. Elijah turned back to berate her, but saw the look in her eyes and quickly changed his mind, moving away from the wounded man to his goddaughter's side. She moved her shotgun to point at the woman's hip. "No guns," she said.
"Excuse me?" the woman hissed. "Listen, lady, we just want to get our friend patched up, then we'll be on our way."
"Yeah," Connor grumbled. "We aren't looking to stay here. It's obvious we aren't welcome."
"You're right," Tasha said. "You are not welcome here. My father wants to help your friend, and I won't stop him from doing so. But I'll be damned if I let you bring weapons onto this property. Now you can drop your guns, knives, and anything else you've got right here, and we can fix them up, or you can keep moving. The choice is yours." "Jesus, you are a tightly wound little thing, aren't you?" the woman muttered, before turning to Elijah. "Come on, man, are you going to let your kid make decisions for you?"
"You better believe it. She's meeting in the middle, as far as I'm concerned, and I agree with her. No weapons or no help. It's that simple." "What about all that God crap, huh?" Connor snapped back. "You gonna let him die because we don't feel safe walking into a stranger's home without some protection?"
Elijah chuckled and shook his head.
"You've got a choice, it seems, friend. You can choose to give your friend a fighting chance by playing by our rules, or you can condemn him to death by walking away. Either way, I know my conscience and my daughter's are clear. I should tell you now, though, every second we stand here bickering about it, that boy inches closer to death. Hell, it'll be a miracle if I can save him at all."
The woman glared at Tasha, but pulled the gun off her belt.
Tasha kept her finger on the trigger, the safety off, as the woman slowly laid the gun on the ground. She stripped off her jacket and gave Tasha a twirl to show it was the only weapon she had on her.
"See? Just a harmless little woman," she said. "Now I'm totally defenseless, just like you guys wanted."
"Now you," Tasha said, her eyes moving to Connor. He snorted. "This is horseshit."
"Fine, then you can wait out here," Tasha said.
She bent down and picked up the woman's pistol, assuring the safety was on before tucking it into the back of her belt. As Tasha stepped aside to let the woman and wounded man pass through with Elijah, Connor moved to follow them, but she stepped in his way. He nearly collided with her, but didn't bother to take a step back. While he towered over her by a good 8 inches, Tasha wasn't intimidated by him and made sure he knew it.
"You got some balls," he hissed in a low whisper. "I could snap that pretty little neck of yours before your old man made it back over here."
"Oh, please do try, you piece of shit. I said you weren't coming in with weapons, so you can back up, or I can make you. Just give me a reason," she snapped. Connor chuckled, but stepped away from her. He opened the duster he was wearing to reveal 2 weapons holstered on his belt. His eyes never left hers as he unbuckled the belt and let it drop to the ground. In a rather dramatic show, he lowered himself to 1 knee and rolled up his right pant leg, pulling out 1/3 small pistol. While Tasha was doubtful she had secured all of the group's weapons, she was satisfied for the time being. Begrudgingly, she stepped aside to let the man pass and quickly grabbed his weapons off the ground where he'd left them. As an afterthought, she called out to Connor as he started to walk toward the house.
"Hey, Connor," she said.
He turned, a look of surprise on his face at the mention of his name. She grinned at him menacingly. "If I catch you so much as looking at one of those girls in there again, I'll castrate you. Do I make myself clear?" The man glared at her, but said nothing in reply. His eyes darted to the guns now draped over her shoulders. For a split second, she thought he was going to make a grab for her or them. Tasha chuckled and dropped the guns along with her own weapon. She didn't need them to bring down the towering man.
Suddenly, a familiar face appeared on the porch behind the man, and Tasha smiled. Without a word, she snapped her fingers, and Hot Dog leaped off the porch, barking in a threatening manner. Connor broke instantly at the sudden noise, spinning around with fear in his eyes as Hot Dog raced past him to stand at Tasha's side. He put himself between Tasha and the man, the barking and growling carrying on as Connor backed away from them. Tasha, as casually as possible, bent down to pick up the weapons. She took her time looking over Connor's guns. Of the three, the pistol was the most inaccurate, used mostly for close range. She'd had one like it years ago while writing a series of fiction novels as a ghostwriter. The work had taken her to the police precinct near her apartment, where she'd quickly befriended a female sergeant moving up the ranks. They bonded over their love of shooting and would meet up for Tasha to pick her brain about book details at the shooting range. From the corner of her eye, Tasha saw a plump wild turkey racing across the road, 200 yards out. It would make for a fine meal. It took her mere seconds to line up the shot. The gun went off, and the turkey's head exploded. Connor yelled as he covered his ears, and within seconds, the others were racing out of the house. She could hear the apartment door open and Amara and Harris racing down the driveway at the same time. Tasha put a hand on Hot Dog's shoulder, and the barking stopped immediately. She locked her eyes on Connor, his face now bright red with rage and shock. Without looking away from the man, she gave Hot Dog his command. Hunt. The dog bolted away from them in the direction of the dead bird, as Harris, Amara, the woman traveling with Connor, the girls, and Elijah surrounded Tasha. Hot Dog, though, had made quick work of retrieving the bird. As he bound into the circle, there was an audible sigh of relief from the group. He dropped it on the ground at Tamara's feet. And the young girl started to laugh as she picked it up. She had a natural skill for plucking the chickens they'd been butchering the last few days. It only made sense that Hot Dog would bring it to her for a reward.
Jesus, you scared the daylights out of us, Harris hissed. I've got half a mind to...
His voice trailed off when he realized there were newcomers to the property. Behind him, Amara gasped and stepped forward. Tasha could feel the rising tension as her friend recognized the woman who had run from the house along with the girls and Elijah. The woman smiled at Amara, shaking her head as she chuckled and moved in Amara's direction.
I'll be damned, the woman growled. I'd have thought a mouse like you would be long dead by now.
Felicity, Amara croaked. What are you doing here? The last I heard, you were...
In Pennsylvania, yeah, well, you know how things change when the whole world goes dark. What can I say? I guess all roads really do lead home.
Amara, Tasha muttered. Would you mind if we had a word? Amara nodded and followed Tasha into the house. She made a beeline for Elijah's bedroom, where they kept the gun safe. Amara closed the door behind them after Hot Dog bolted into the room to stay with Tasha. After turning the old-fashioned dial to the correct numbers half a dozen times, it popped open. She put the new weapons inside, but opted to keep her own shotgun where it was slung across her back. Something told her she wouldn't be putting it down as long as Connor and his friends were there. Tasha sat on the bed and waited for Amara to do the same. She had a lot of questions for her friend.